Danny Ferguson grew up in Lincoln County, West Virginia, where the downturn in the coal industry has hit hard. Ferguson says that for the county's young people, it's gotten really hard to find a career close to home.
If you've never been there, you don't understand. They can work at Burger King and McDonald's. We don't have nothing else for them to be employed. Lincoln County is just in bad shape, and it seems like Coalfield's the only one that will take a chance in that area.
Ferguson is talking about the Coalfield Development Corporation, which trains and employs local young people. Ferguson is a mentor in the program, teaching participants carpentry as they work to restore and reclaim old buildings and furniture.
We was mostly dependent on coal. That's where our work came from. The coal's dead, but they're trying to find something for these kids to go do instead of nothing.
Nearby in eastern Kentucky, many young people are facing the same challenges. In the town of Paintsville, a program called Tech Hire Eastern Kentucky offers a different kind of job training.
This is one that I created while we were doing JavaScript. You can put in a zip code. And what it does is it gives you the temperature, and it also shows you the location.
Interns like Melissa Anderson are getting paid to learn how to create smartphone apps with computer code. Both Tech Hire and the Coalfield Development Corporation were supported by the Appalachian Regional Commission. The ARC, as it's sometimes called, is one of 19 federal agencies that would be completely defunded under President Trump's recent budget proposal. People involved with economic development in coal country are alarmed. Stephanie Tyree is the executive director of the West Virginia Economic Development Hub.
These agencies have a critical role providing support to innovative economic development projects, particularly in communities that are struggling the most.
The ARC has been funding projects in Appalachia for over 50 years. In the last 2 years, it's invested over $70 million in communities affected by the coal industry's decline. Tyree says that the ARC has helped improve the economy in many parts of Appalachia, but the agency's support is still needed.
There still is persistent poverty in Appalachia. We work in communities every day where they're struggling to address that challenge.
Dee Davis, director of the Center for Rural Strategies in Whitesburg, Kentucky, says the ARC is especially important for getting new projects off the ground. Since it was founded in 1968, the ARC has invested over $3.8 billion in the Appalachian region. That funding led to around $16 billion more in private investment.
The ARC doesn't have a lot of money, but they have strategic money, early-in money, and they can pave the way for other investors.
Davis says people outside the region might not appreciate just how big an impact it can have to take away even a little bit of help in areas that are already facing serious crises.
If you're living on the ground in those communities dealing with life or death decisions, then you feel it. It's because you're already working as hard as you can to keep the community together.
Lawmakers in the region are also concerned. In Kentucky, for example, Republican Governor Matt Bevin and Congressman Hal Rogers have both defended the ARC. And here's what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told TV station WYMT.
We're not going to allow any cuts to the Appalachian Regional Commission. That's not going to happen.
The current federal funding bill is set to expire next month. Congress will need to pass a new budget or an extension before April 28th to prevent a government shutdown. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.